Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, and welcome to the International Spiritual Awakening Ministries Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Letitia Peters. Thank you for joining us this evening as we have another exciting show for you. And tonight, I'm going to talk from the heart. Really, from the heart. I wrote a note and sent it to almost everyone on my Facebook friends. And basically, I'm going to read what it said in case. Okay. am I? My name is Letitia Peters. And I'm soldier, prophetess, servant, friend of Yeshua Jesus. And I'm calling an urgent request for saints, believers, and inhabitants of America and the international community to join me by uniting to sound or blow the shofar, pray, fast, and take positive action. Yeshua, Jesus, sacrificed his life for all mankind. And we are breaking his heart. It starts with you. This is about the future of America and the future generations. It is time to manifest the whole truth. I had people tell me that they never heard this or that, and they have been in the church all their life. The church as a whole is not teaching the word of God that could save you or your loved ones' lives. There has been no real repentance in America or in the church. And guess what? The enemy knows that. He plays on your vulnerability. Misses. Because when God abides and dwells in you, there's a change in you. There's a transformation. I know, because I went through that transformation. When someone laid hands on me and I just wanted to kick the person's butt. I'm from Trenton. Don't touch us. And it took me months to stop dreaming about how I was going to kick her butt because I had been through this atrocity in my life. And I was mad and angry. And I didn't want to do my calling. I did not want to do my anointing. I said, God, this is too hard. People do not want to be saved. People don't want their lives to be changed. They don't care what happens to their children 20 years from now, where they're dead and gone, or 30 years. What we do today is going to impact what we do, what happens in the future. Our decisions will affect us. For many of people, we're in our 50s. 20 years from now, we're in our 70s. How many of us are still going to be around? How many of us are still going to have all of our body parts, still be able to talk, diagnosed with some awful chronic disease or sickness? Or being a nursing home. While your children taking all your money, your grandchildren. We have been lied to. According to Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 19, the saints, believers, have been given the power and authority over all devils and all manner of disease and should be casting out devils. Why has the church been silent or not called for saints of believers to pray and fast? Why has the saints of believers not interceded and asked God to raise the 17 for the dead or lay hands on the injured? What will you do to advance God's kingdom now? When my cousin Tracy died suddenly in September 2016, I promised God that I would help advance his kingdom with 1 billion converts becoming his followers and 1 billion saints and believers recommitting their lives to him, because they have not been told the truth. The word of God is not being taught to help save you or your loved one's lives, Chauncey Crandall said, and did after his son was not raised from the dead, and how he committed 1 million souls to advance God's kingdom. And you could watch the interview. It's on CBN, and it's Dr. Chauncey Crandall, Raising Dead. Just Google it. But I have it listed in the document. I felt in my spirit that that God was going to use her in a big way. And I know she is with Yeshua, and I will see her again. But it still brings tears to my eyes thinking about how she died so suddenly. So what I did, I developed Tracy's intercessory prayers and protocols, which are manifestthetruth.com/tip.html, and Tracy's resurrection intercession prayers and protocols posted at manifestthetruth.com/trip.html, which I have been using for my family members, strangers, and whomever God told me to pray for, like Pastor Donnie McClurkin Jr. and his loved ones. After I read a post by Rochelle asking for prayers for her goddaughter, I felt in my spirit that I needed to talk to her and inform her what to do ASAP. Her goddaughter was given 48 to live. She caught some type of virus that was going to kill her in 48 hours. And I had to convince Rochelle to call me after she was in the hospital all day. And it was around 11:30 p.m. And I told her, just give me 8 minutes of your time. And that 8-minute phone call turned into a 2.5-hour prayer call and doing intercession prayers, and she downloaded the prayer, changed it to her God's number, goddaughter's name, and she is an anointed woman of God. And I look forward to meeting her one day. And she followed the intercession prayers and protocols that I had posted. And she is alive today. The doctors call her goddaughter a miracle. And I give God all the glory. have these church synagogue leaders forgotten about James 4:17? It's a sin to know to do good and not do it. I have been interceding for the 17 victims plus the shooter and are standing in agreement with members of the dead raising team on Facebook for their resurrection. And this little girl, Rita Cruz, in Camden, New Jersey, it's touched my heart as well. Last week, she was struck and killed when an 84-year-old man jumped the curb and killed her when she was riding her bicycle. And I have been interceding for other shooting victims and others I heard about in the news or read online. So the enemy was looking for a way to stop me. So late last year, I was diagnosed with epilepsy. So I lost my driving privileges. And it was only due to the heavy demonic attack that has been on my life. The last one happened at 3 a.m. and some people in Yeshua died on the cross. And so the enemy was able to somehow get me to have some type of attack. And the only thing I remember is that I was in a deep, 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 deep sleep. That's all. And I woke up fully rested and I was like, what's up? And one of the EMTs confirmed what I have been telling my family members, that the epileptic medication was too strong for me. I complained about the fatigue, headaches, dry eyes, the water waking, the severe pain and smell in my legs and feet that made it difficult to walk or even exercise. And the worst thing, it was affecting my memory. I have not taken prescription drugs in the last 10 years. But I would pray over the medication each time before I took it. And once I stopped taking the epileptic medicine under God's authority, my memory returned and I stopped having those side effects, and I've been taking organic black seed oil. And it has been a battle for my life. I had 2 seizure-like attacks, 2 bouts of flu-like symptoms. Then I was taking care of my mother for a month with the flu-like symptoms and doing the cooking and cleaning. I was exhausted that I was holding my weekly Sabbath calls because I was falling asleep early. And then just 2 weeks ago, this is a new one on me, the keypad of my cell phone would not appear so I could enter my password. I had to buy another cell phone. And I have some important data I have to get off of there. But I have a collection of non-working or damaged electronics. Every area of my life has been affected for years. The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And God comes to bring life more abundantly. John 10:10. The thief knows who is a threat to him and his devils. I barely made it out alive with everything that they were throwing at me. One time I cried out to Jesus to protect my head, and I felt the hand of God protecting me so I could get a good night's sleep. And in my dream, I saw myself in a coffin, and my nieces and nephew and godchildren crying and saying, "Who is going to protect us now?" That was scary because when I dreamed my dream in color, so if I called you and said, "I had a dream," believe me, I had a dream, and God told me to do this and this and tell you this, I'm going to be obedient. And it took every ounce of my being to pull myself from the brink of death. And the gatekeepers in the churches were making sure that I received no help. Even when the biohackers, that's biohackers, decided that they were going to give a 5-year-old boy the swine flu. And that 5-year-old boy was my nephew. I made sure that there was nothing that would prevent my prayers and supplications from being answered in a timely manner. 18,000 deaths were caused by the swine flu. Every friend I knew who were saints, they all told me the same thing. It didn't look good. You combine all that negativity, turn off the TV because everybody older than him was dying. It was a stressful time. I mean, fornication, gambling. I just stopped doing it. Every day I paid up on my tithes. I did offerings to Jewish ministry. Genesis 12:3. Because those are God's people. The Jewish people are God's people. I want to be in favor with God. And I was. I cried out to him. I went into the closet. That's what I call it. Going into the closet. And I cried out to God. Please save my nephew. Please help. There's anything I'm not doing. Because, see, I had God's attention there. Like I wrote my first prayer. But I took the long way around. I lost everything. Lost my career, health, vehicle. Had to sell my home. Because God said if I didn't, I was going to die. Because the enemy was after me, and I could not fight. Had to make it up north. Children are the most vulnerable because they are so innocent, and they can see devils. They're not crazy. Prayer. They need to be prayed away, and the demons need to be cast out. But somehow in my spirit, I can't let this shooting go. My heart is aching for them and for this little girl, Lila Cruz. I just want to lay hands on her and just say, wake up, Lila, come to the light. And everyone who died tragically, come go to the light. Return. I'm doing communion every day. I'm just being a now, Yeshua told me to ask for help again. God is not pleased with the bad press about the church or the church being silent with these shootings in the school or church. He said that we should address our faults to one another instead of publicly. I'm not used to asking for help. Over the years, when I did attend the church, there was no one there to help me. Wanted my money, my donations, free will offerings, tithes. I just want to help save souls and lives from dying prematurely. And the song, Encourage Myself, has helped me get through. Thank you, Donald, Lawrence, and the Tri-City Singers. It was lonely at times, but I spent time with Yeshua, the Holy Ghost, reading and studying the Holy Bible and playing Scrabble with my mom. I was growing spiritually while others in the pulpit had stopped growing spiritually. I could tell them their errors. Yeshua asked me to ask for help. Years ago, I was told that we must never meet because we will be too powerful together. And here are the names. That I received in my download from God. So funny sometimes. Okay. First name on the list, Pastor Donnie McCracken Jr. God instructed me to drive 2 hours to attend PFC in 2007 because he said that I outgrew my family's church, which was only 10 minutes away. And the first sermon I attended, Pastor Donnie was confirming the same words that God spoke to me about how he prepared me for such a time as this. So, God had me interceding. For him, because the enemy has been trying to kill him. And it would take me a week to recover. And every time I was very sick and near death, one time I could keep stuff down or out. I was just like, I knew if I went to the hospital, I was going to die. But I chose 2 hours once I was in his presence. I would get healed immediately. This is the longest time that I have gone without being in his presence. See, I don't have anyone to drive me 2 hours to PFC. Any enemy knows that. I wrote intercession prayers, resurrection prayers, and help. Worship, praise, and prayer calls for him and his family over the years. And couldn't find out that he may not have received them. obedient and do what the Holy Ghost and Yeshua has told me to do. I asked for the phone call with Pastor Donnie to address some issues before 2/21/18. I was afraid what was being said about me by the enemy. I don't think it was good. But I will ask the same question like I did in 2012. Pastor Donnie, can I pray with and for you? And hopefully I will receive a different answer this time. The next godly man of God is Apostle Guillermo Maldonado. When I asked God that I wanted to receive more of the supernatural, I happened to turn on Zeroth, it's supernatural. And he was on. I couldn't believe it. I said, God, that was fast. I just passed that morning and I felt the transformation. I just felt the anointing on him. He is definitely a man of God. And in addition, I have read Kingdom of Power. I've heard Apostle say, if anyone we know have died, then we should go and raise him and her from the dead. So I was ecstatic. The next man of God is Apostle Rennie McLean. I did not realize that he was preaching in New Jersey, and I caught the tail end of him preaching. And afterwards, I went up to him and I told him how God had revealed to me that he was going to participate in an end time revival. He was very nice, and I have watched him online as well. Next man of God is Rabbi Greg Hirschberg of Beth Yeshua International. I don't even know how I found him, but I watch him online for the weekly Sabbath and Feast of the Lord services. And he is another man of God. Next man of God is George Acosta. He is a paranormal investigator, demonologist, and former minister. And something about the way he casts out demons on a TV show, Haunted Case Files, that touched my spirit. And the next man of God is author and cardiologist, Dr. Chauncey Crandall, MD. He believes in miracles, raising people from the dead, and prays. And you can watch his personal testimony. And I mentioned him earlier. And a couple, Minister Jean B. and Earlene Moody, their website, demonbuster.com, is where I learned about the thief Satan and his demons, devils. This is the most comprehensive website on the subject of busting the thief Satan and his devils. I learned so much. God bless them. What can you do? We are in a spiritual warfare, and everyone has a role to play. Everyone can do something, no matter how big or small. What will you commit to do for God's kingdom so that He does not remove the hedge of protection from America or your nation? We need to become full-time or overtime saints and believers against already full-time and overtime devils. Like I said, I barely made out. Oof. And I am here to teach what the Holy Ghost showed me, what Yeshua revealed to me. The atmosphere needs to be shifted, especially in America. Michael L. Gagala, author of Win Every Battle, states, in order to turn this situation around and win this battle, you've got to do more than just make natural changes. You got to change things in the invisible realm. That's where most people miss getting their breakthrough. In the Bible, Jesus told us to pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. What we need to do is pull heaven down to earth. The invisible and supernatural world controls the natural world. Like God is a spirit, so are all devils, evil spirits, unclean spirits, and all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. And I invite you to sound the shofar for 8 minutes daily from 2:20 to 2:28. It took 8 minutes for the Florida school shooter to kill 17 people and wound many others from 2:20 to 2:28 on February 14th. 8 in the Bible symbolizes new beginnings. So join us as we sound the shofar for 8 minutes. We need to change the atmosphere. And you could also name the 17. Because of what Numbers 10:9 says, it's written, and if ye go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresses you, then ye should blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye should be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye should be saved from your enemies. So I've been blowing the shofar, and I also include it in my worship praise and prayer time with God. Now I'm calling for people to pray and fast. Like we said earlier, the spiritual world controls the natural world. So I'm proclaiming a prayer and fasting for 3 days and 3 nights, starting at sunset on Tuesday the 20th of sunset, Friday the 23rd, on Wednesday the 21st at sunset until sunset on the 24th. Some devils do not come out except by prayer and fasting. Matthew 17:21 and Mark 9:29. And God had me develop prayer number 1 that you could use. And I talked about we need to blow and sound the shofar daily. We need to unite. We have conference calls, prayer calls, throughout the day. So join us and take positive action. I list a whole bunch of stuff, but more importantly, those who have not told the truth need to tell the truth, and they have until 5:14 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time, to tell the truth on 2/20/18. I fear not, believe only, I walk by faith and not by sight, will you? So, you can hear the messages online. God bless you. And join the Heal Our Nations movement. Please share this important message. We're trying to save your souls and the future of America.